fellow partners, on this episode of the podcast, we're going to be speaking about family retreats. And what better time than now, since we have the summer months coming up, families will be traveling. And I think Kim Butler may have some wonderful ideas of how we can take the time with family and get a multiplier from that time invested.
Oh, aren't you good with some of the principles of prosperity that you're pulling out for our discussion?
I am trying. I'm bringing my A game today.
I love it. So yes, it is such an awesome time to be with family. And I know for our family, we're not doing a summertime thing. We're already strategizing around a Christmas time thing that is going to be the celebration of both our daughter and a nephew that are, I should say that carefully, that are getting married, not to each other though. So our daughter is marrying an awesome gentleman that we're so excited to welcome to our family. And our nephew is marrying an awesome gal that we are so excited about welcoming to our family. And that is such an awesome time to start to dig in on the teaching of money principles. And when families vacation together, it is so easy to let a week slide by and not have any meaningful discussion. Everybody's going and doing and seeing, and there may even be some family dinners, but the family, especially if they're all from different parts of the United States, when they're together, the conversations tend to stay at a surface level. And so I am going to encourage you to let that happen for the first day and evening. And then on the second day, draw a line in the sand and encourage your family to commit to deeper levels of conversations, no matter what the subject may be. So while, of course, I would encourage monetary discussions, which are tough things to have as a family and yet so valuable, especially if you've been doing a little learning yourself and you feel like, oh my gosh, this is something I really want to share with my family, then share that. And please, please share your mistakes as well. Or maybe there's a health thing that you've learned some about, or even better, maybe your family members have learned a particular aspect of living or being a human that can be helpful. And let each family member, even the little ones, can share lessons learned. And then let those conversations go deeper. And if you can't let them go deeper, make them go deeper. Ask why, or ask, tell me more, or ask, is it okay if we take this conversation deeper? And as the subsequent nights, you know, I'm just thinking like everybody does their own thing and then you all come together for dinners. As the subsequent nights progress, I trust that that will enable much, much richer conversations, much, much better, more comprehensive, more meaningful conversations. And I get it. It's so easy to just stay at the surface and let everybody skip across the water. And yet it's those deeper conversations that are going to be so much more meaningful, so much more remembered, so much good learning to occur, especially if the tough ones can come about. So one of the fun ways our family has done this is to give everybody a very small piece of paper, like maybe a 3x5 card or a 4x6 piece of paper. Like, don't give people a big piece of paper. It's too scary, right? And then to give them something fun to write with, colored pens, colored pencils, crayons, whatever it is, and say, go sit for 10 minutes and write down the 10 things that you've learned this year. Like, don't do the homework ahead of time. Do the homework at the retreat, because that way you know it'll get done. And then have everybody share one thing that they've learned. Like, that's a great, and keep it fast, keep it light, but deep. So the difference is light is like, you don't have to have this heavy conversation, even if it's a failure that sometimes learning comes from failures, right? So even if it's a failure that somebody's talking about, it can still be kept at a light level, yet a deep level where meaning is occurring and the tougher conversations are enabled to be brought up. And yes, it may get emotional, but my gosh, what better place? So those are just a couple things that I can think of would be good value-laden exercises to do at a family retreat.
Ooh, those are good. So did you learn this from environment that you were in, or did you learn this from observed environment or from reading and learning from others?
I learned it from learning from others. I have read numerous books on this. I created our own book called Perpetual Wealth that actually has some agenda items for family retreats. I've done some of my own family retreats, some successfully, some not. So I've learned what works and what doesn't work to a certain degree. I mean, it's a shifting landscape for sure. And I do know of other families that do purposeful family retreats. And I also know of other families that are sad because they just spent a week with their kids and adult kids and no deep conversations occurred because they just didn't know how to create the space for them. So it's all of the above and something that I too am still learning about. So my gosh, if any of our listeners have awesome ideas, I would love to hear them. I would love to have a part two of the Perpetual Wealth book, our workbook actually, that we're creating over the course of the next 12 months or 6 months, however long it takes us. We'll have more ideas for family retreats. So if people in this listening community have good ideas, I would love to hear about them. Those are best sent to hello@partners4prosperity.com. That is our dedicated email to support our podcast listeners. And we love hearing good ideas from you, questions from you, et cetera.
You know, for me, I'm looking at this and thinking in what ways I can apply it. And I was fortunate enough to grow up with some friends that were extremely wealthy, and I got to see how their families interacted. And luckily enough, I got to go on a couple of vacations with them. And they were present. One of the things that I noticed is that they took the time to discuss things that were going on in their lives beyond the surface level. But they would talk about, you know, the assets that they owned and what those assets were doing and what they projected with those assets. They would talk about the purpose behind them. It was never conversations about whether sports or that surface level. It quickly went into something that was tangible and actionable. So you're spot on. And then the other people that I maybe grew up around that didn't have that, I can see where they are financially now and maybe even where they are with their families. And I would say there's a lot more frustration.
Yes, it is amazing what you can do when you're intentional about it. And what doesn't happen when you're not.
Well, this is wonderful. So the challenge to go beyond the surface level. I'm going to buy myself a pack of 3x5 cards and we're going to practice it tonight.
Crayons. You got to get crayons too.
There we go. We can definitely do that. I think for any of our listeners, regardless of your family dynamic, if the, you know, people in the household are young or if they're older, this is something that can bond you together. This is something that will help, again, as we let out the episode, multiply the prosperity in the household. And there might even be some gaps, some areas that you don't even see are holes that can be filled. So this is a wonderful experiment that you've placed for us. And I would love for listeners to update us, as you mentioned, send that update to hello@partners4prosperity.com. And then we'll make sure to put a link to the book as our listeners will be able to pick that one up as well.
Thank you for listening to the Prosperity Podcast. To take control of your money and have it work for you, visit us at partners4prosperity.com. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review.